Most people think that their self-image is a reflection, reflecting who and what they are. But your self-image doesn't reflect who you are. Your self-image determines who you are. And there's huge implications with that. Because you will always be consistent with who and what you think you are. Not necessarily who and what you are, but who and what you think you are. And your self-image is the thoughts that you have about yourself. Now, we know that thoughts are very powerful, and what we find is that the self-image is the thoughts we have about ourselves. And we have formed an image of ourselves. I mean, there isn't a person in the room that does not have a self-image of themselves. Every one of us has a self-image. It's a very real phenomena, this self-image. And what's happened is that it has been formed and created by us, and it's a creation. We've created it. It has nothing to do with the outer reality, nothing to do with the outer world. It is a creation of our consciousness. We have created it by interpreting our reality and coming up with an image of ourselves. Let me give you a couple examples. Let's say you're a young boy or girl, 5, 6 years old, and your big brother's having a birthday. And you idolize your big brother. I mean, he's just the most important person in your life, and you want to be just like him. And everything he says is truth, and you just idolize him. And he's having a birthday, and you want to do something really nice for him. And you think, what can I do for my brother? I know what I'll do. I'll draw him a picture. Because you're really good at art. Your teachers have been complimenting you and encouraging you. So you spend a whole afternoon drawing this picture, and you can hardly wait till it's his birthday. When's it going to be? Mom, is it his birthday yet? No, it's not his birthday. And then finally it's his birthday, and you go up to him, and you go, here you go, brother. Here's your birthday present. And he looks at it and he goes, oh my God, what a stupid, ridiculous picture this is. You don't know how to draw. This is a stupid, ugly picture. And he goes running to your mom and saying, Mom, it's trying to tell me that that stupid old picture is my present. And you're crushed. I mean, this is your big brother that you idolize. And so you go rushing off, crying in your bedroom, pounding the pillow, you know, I hate drawing, drawing stupid, I hate drawing, drawing stupid, I hate drawing, drawing stupid. Nice affirmations. And you know what happens is you don't bother drawing anymore because it's stupid and I don't like it. And you grow up and you just don't bother drawing anymore. And you might have even forgot the incident, but because it was so emotionally charged, it became part of who and what you are. Let me give you another example. Let's say you've grown up now and you really want to find that special person, to fall in love, to share your life with that person. That's what it's all about, having that special person. And none of the relationships of yours are working out and you just can't seem to find that right person, and then suddenly it happens. And you find that person. And you fall madly in love. And it's everything that you wanted it to be. It's everything that you believed it would be. And it's fabulous. And you're madly in love. And everything's great. Everything's fabulous. And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, the person leaves you. Takes up with somebody new. Maybe one of your best friends. I couldn't leave it. I had to twist the knife. It wasn't deep enough. I had to do that extra little twist. And so you start thinking to yourself, oh, well, I must be worthless, and I'm no good in relationships. And you take on an image of yourself as I'm worthless, and I'm no good in relationships. And guess what happens? You vibrating with this energy. Do you really think you have much chance of attracting somebody of any quality? I mean, useless you? That's worthless you? That's no good at relationships? And yet that's the vibration that you take on because of that incident. Let me give you another situation. Let's say that you're started a new job, a sales job. And you're just doing great. You're doing fabulous, way better than you thought that you would do or anybody thought that you would do. And you're selling so many people that you think to yourself, you know what I'm going to do? Forget this next call going to the purchasing agent. I'm going to go right to the company president, and I'm going to make a presentation to him, and I'm going to make a huge sale. And your confidence and bravo gets you an interview with the president of the company. And so there you are making your presentation, and you're like halfway through your presentation, and you begin thinking to yourself, oh my God, this is the president of the company. And you start getting nervous, forgetting what you wanted to say, and you make a complete fool of yourself. And needless to say, you don't make the sale. And you leave the office, and you get in your car, and you're driving along in your car, and you think to yourself, whew, I'm glad that's over. Well, that's certainly proven to me that I'm no good at selling important people. And you take that on as part of your self-image that I'm no good at selling important people. And as a result of having that image, guess what? You don't bother making appointments with important people. I mean, why would you? You're no good at selling them. Or if you do find yourself in a situation where you're selling someone important, you blow it. Because that's part of your image is, I'm no good at selling important people. Now, there's three separate incidences. And in each case, what happened is the person interpreted their reality through the lens of their own perceptions, through the lens of the great trickster, and have interpreted an outer world reality and taken it on as part of their self-image. Now, that person whose big brother said, you're no good at drawing, does that mean that drawing is stupid and they're no good at drawing? Well, it does, if that's what you interpret it as. If you take it as that is the truth, and you take it within yourself as part of your self-image, then that is exactly what is going to manifest. The person that got left in the relationship, I mean, does that mean that they're worthless and they're no good in relationships? I mean, hey, that happens in relationships. Sometimes relationships break up. But if that person interprets it as I'm worthless, if they interpret it as I'm no good at relationships, unfortunately, that's what it does mean. Because we are a law and vibration unto ourselves. And that life will always respond to you according to your energy and vibration. So if your energy and vibration is, I'm worthless and I'm no good in relationships, then that is powerful. The person who, blew the sale with the company president, does that mean that he's no good at selling important people? You know, somebody else could have come out of that exact same situation, and they could have said to themselves, you know what? I made a complete fool of myself, but I'm determined that I'm going to be great at selling important people. I'm so determined that I'm going to make two appointments a week for the next month until I close important people because I'm going to be good at it. But if you interpret it as I'm no good at selling important people, if that's the way you interpret it, and that's what your self-image becomes, unfortunately, and it is unfortunate because it has no reality in the outer world. But in the inner world, if that's what you interpret it as, if that's what becomes your self-image, then that's what it does mean. And what the student of mind powers awakens to is not so much who am I, but who do I choose to be? Because the old way of living is that we interpret our outer reality and form an image of ourselves. The new reality of mind powers is decide what you want to be and then become it. Because you will become whatever you consistently think about yourself. I don't care how timid and how shy you are, if you consistently think of yourself as confident, then you will become confident. I don't care how disastrous your relationships have been. If you take on a mind power program and consistently think of yourself as being good in relationships, yes, but I'm not, it doesn't matter. That's outer world. If you take on a program, a creating period, and begin thinking of yourself as good at relationships, or thinking of yourself as being dynamic in sales, or thinking of yourself whatever it is you choose to become, then you will become that. You will become whatever you consistently think of yourself. And our big breakthrough comes when we recognize that all our inadequacies, all our limitations, all our weaknesses are only temporary realities held to us by our thoughts.